Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
National Right to Life's Vice President for International Affairs, Jean Head, has long warned of efforts by pro-abortionists to push abortion as a so-called fundamental human right around the world. As she recently observed, a report that Ireland, which has the lowest maternal mortality rate in the entire world, would be called to account today by a United Nations review committee for its law prohibiting abortion, highlights the importance of and the need for the San Jose Articles, which were launched last month at a press conference at the United Nations headquarters in New York. The San Jose Articles refute the false claims that abortion is an international human right and to assert the rights of the unborn child in internal law. The San Jose Articles were drafted by a large group of experts in law, medicine, and public policy. According to Professor Robert George of Princeton, who was joined in the UN press briefing room by Ambassador Joseph Rees, former U.S. Ambassador to East Timor, the articles will support and assist those around the world who are coming under pressure from UN personnel and others who say falsely that governments are required by international law to repeal domestic laws protecting human beings in the embryonic and fetal stages of development against the violence of abortion. Ambassador Rees provided a firsthand example of the pressure. When I was in Timor, I witnessed firsthand a sustained effort by some international civil servants and representatives of foreign NGOs to bully a small developing country into repealing its pro-life laws, Rees said. The problem is that people on the ground, even government officials, have little with which to refute the extravagant claim that abortion is an internationally recognized human right. The San Jose Articles, he said, are intended to help them fight back. The latest and perhaps the most outrageously false claims in their drive by the pro-abortion forces that abortion as an international human right are found in the report of Arnand Grover, the Special Rapporteur on Health for the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, in which the word abortion appears 115 times. Grover states, "Criminal laws penalizing and restricting induced abortion are the paradigmatic examples of impermissible barriers to the realization of women's right to health and must be eliminated." Unfortunately, his report was released by the UN Secretariat with a note from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stating that he had the honor of presenting the report to the UN General Assembly. Ireland is the latest target of UN human rights bodies which are pressuring countries to legalize abortion. The treaty monitoring bodies are particularly notorious in this regard. For example, the Monitoring Committee of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women has gone beyond its mandate, pressuring more than 90 countries to liberalize abortion laws, despite the fact that there is no mention of abortion or even reproductive health in the treaty. Unfortunately, these attempts to portray abortion as an international right have had some success. The High Court of Colombia changed its abortion laws based on these assertions from a UN committee. Just last week, two judges on the Mexican High Court made such assertions in cases involving pro-life amendments made by two states to their constitutions. The San Jose Articles, which can be found at www.sanjosearticles.org, were a year in the making. Altogether, 29 experts helped draft and sign the document. Signatories to the articles include Professor John Finnis of Oxford, Professor John Haldane of the University of St. Andrews, Francisco Tadad, the former majority leader of the Philippine Senate, Javier Borrego, former judge of the European Court of Human Rights, and Lord Nicholas Windsor, an outspoken pro-life proponent who is a member of the British royal family. Take a moment to visit prolifeperspective.com. We've provided some valuable resource links on pro-abortion efforts worldwide, as well as National Right to Life's ongoing outreach at United Nations headquarters in New York.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.